broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt continues. Hope you're all doing great. This is the broadcast for what? July the 14th, 2016? All right. Kurt, what do you think about the new Black Panthers, my friend? Got any thoughts on those guys? I guess Kurt doesn't have any thoughts on them. All right, well. Looks like the Black Panthers are bringing guns to the GOP convention. Now, then they have an interesting phrase at the end of the government manufactured headline. New Black Panther Party plans to bring guns to the GOP convention if the law allows. Wow. It's really what the Black Panthers said. They're like, yeah, we're going to bring our guns to the convention if the law allows us to. Otherwise, we're not going to. Hey, Kurt, you with me yet, buddy?
The Black Panthers?
Yeah, I tried to go to you, man. What happened to you? Are you there?
Well, I...
No gardens, Kurt.
I didn't go in the garden today.
Oh, good. That's good.
And
just so you know,
anyway,
six
you
after
know,
every time.
Well, I know, but yeah. Anyway, I can't make any good excuse. It's just that I...
You just got to be there. That's all.
Yeah. Was kind of summering, if you will. And, you know, it's almost vacation time. And so
no, it's not vacation time. It's time to go to work. The radio show starts at 6 after. Come on.
Well, I
know. All right. Now, listen. The new Black Panther Party, Kirk.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know what the new Black Panther, as opposed to the old one, really means. But okay.
Well, yeah.
It's like the new Republican Party. Okay. Mm-hmm. The new Black Panther Party, Kurt, they're going to bring guns to the Republican convention if law allows.
Wow.
Now, that's what the mainstream press is saying, but do you believe that's what the Black Panthers are saying?
No.
Running around, and, you know, hey, we're going to bring our guns. If the law's cool with it.
Yeah. Because, you know, they're all about law and order, you know, the Black Panthers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the
wow. I just didn't know that they were going to really just bust out and do that if the law allowed, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Black Panthers, those guys are some law-abiding dudes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit comical. Except it's not comical, Kurt.
I know.
This could be deadly. What do you think?
Well, you know, like, I mean, you throw some law-abiding Black Panthers into the mix at the Republican National Convention.
Because most of those Black Panther dudes, they're like Republicans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
It's just weird.
Fit there.
Now, we've heard all kinds of information about, you know, permits being denied to Trump supporters but being granted to protesters and such like that in Cleveland.
Now you mean permits kind of to carry your guns?
No, I mean permits to go in protest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See? And anyway, the battle's raging on. It's going to
wait, let's see. So is that part of the freedom of speech?
Yeah.
That's where
it's kind of like you have the freedom of speech. Permit. As long as you have your papers.
Oh, I get it. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, freedom of speech doesn't really apply equally. You know, guys like Sam should just shut up, you know.
Yeah, but good point.
Anyway, I just found that interesting. The new Black Panther Party. Those guys are going to go to the GOP convention with their guns if the government lets them, if the law allows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, guess who else is going to be there, though, that actually does comfort me quite a bit, Kurt?
At the
Republican National Convention.
Yeah.
Out in the streets to kind of, you know, keep everything chill.
David A. Clark.
No, he's going to be inside speaking, buddy. Come on.
Sheriff Mack.
No. But you're so close when you say Sheriff Mac, though.
So, Sheriff Joe.
It's Arpaio. Like good friends to the CSPOA, buddy. Who's the best friends of the CSPOA? Another group that just works with us all the time.
The Oath Keepers are going to be there.
Yeah. Hmm. It's pretty
They're
neat,
They're going
right?
to be outside taking care of security.
Just making sure it's all cool, yeah.
Wow.
See, it makes me feel better. It really does. This is not a joke. I'm serious. I'm grateful that they're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's pretty neat, right?
Well, I think so. If you get all those Oath Keepers shirts on, those guys saying, hey, we're here to make sure that, you know.
We're just here to help. We're here to protect people. We're here to, you know, keep. Well, the Law and Order candidate, Kurt, should be working with the Oath Keepers.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. No, but, you know, I've seen the Oath Keepers in action many, many times, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, they are impressive.
They do a good job. Yeah, they do.
They do a great job. They're nice. They're polite. They don't have attitude. They're humble, but they know what they're doing. I'm telling you, I'm impressed with them.
Yes.
And I like a lot of them. I'm friends with them. I've worked with them on a personal basis. Many of them, I'm just telling you. So it actually gives me some comfort that the Oath Keepers are going to be there, Kurt. This is serious.
Yeah.
Loretta Lynch will not charge Hillary with perjury, Kurt.
What a shock.
Yeah, not doing it. Won't do it.
I mean, I would have thought, you know, the Attorney General would really go after her. I mean, you know, because that's just the way it is in America. I mean, nobody's above the law. Everybody, you know, basically gets treated equally, Sam. I mean, it's not like you have the most, protection or whatever that money can buy. You know, it's not like that in America. I mean, you know, doesn't matter who you are. If you're guilty, you're guilty. If you're not, you're not. You know, that's just the way it is, huh, Sam?
Yeah. It's going to be the Quicken Loans Arena, Kurt, at the convention.
Well, so they got special loans going on for everybody that's there? Or what? You know, that's amazing, isn't it, how companies have bought these arenas or basically have, you know, purchased the rights to them and get those ads going, and Quicken will be doing that. Speaking of that, I don't know if you knew this, Sam, but, you know, I'm kind of friends with our buddies at, what's it called, Freddie Mac now. Did you know that?
No, you're scaring the heck out of me, though.
Yeah, Freddie Mac and I, you know, I mean, we're just definitely pals now. I recently purchased a mortgage, you know, I mean, some people say they bought a house, but, basically, I bought a mortgage, and now they say the local Utah company says that, hey, Freddie Mac is kind enough to have purchased my mortgage. So I'm thinking those guys are paying for this sucker now, and so that's pretty nice. I mean, Freddie Mac and I are really friends now.
That means you don't need to pay either, right?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
If they bought that sucker, you're good to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, poof, the sky is blue and there are no
clouds. So, remember back in the day when that lady said, Brock's going to take care of my house and my car and everything else?
That's thinking about.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, wait a minute, you're white, though.
I know.
Can they really be doing this for you?
Maybe they forgot or somehow they didn't notice, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's the America that we've all prayed for, you know. Shangri-La is on its way. Freddie Mac is now going to pay my mortgage. Wonderful. You know.
Yeah.
Now, this does make me think, though, Sam, that maybe we're heading for the same thing that we got before, you know, Sam. Remember Freddie Mac? They were kind of at the...
They're the smaller one, but Kurt,
center.
That's changed now.
Yeah, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Well, now they're both behemoth, Kurt. They're just growing both of them.
That's right. I mean...
Yeah, see, it used to be that Fannie was the big mama and, you know...
Yeah.
Freddie was just this little dude trying to keep up, but they've really grown Freddie over the years, you know, because Fannie Mae's been taking kind of a lot of the heat.
Yeah.
So what you do is you just focus on the Fannie and then you... You know, promote Freddie, and pretty soon they're both so gargantuan, they're both too big to fail, Kurt.
Wow.
No joke, that's what's happening.
I know. It's crazy again, if you ask me.
I hear that. Yeah. All right, so I want to talk about this. Loretta Lynch will not charge Hillary Clinton, Kurt. Because I got an email from some guys that say, fellow conservative.
Yes.
The House of Representatives formally referred Hillary Clinton's testimony to the FBI for perjury and false statements under oath. Hillary Clinton, as you know, made no less than 3 false statements under oath, Kurt. You know what she said under oath that she, well, that was proven false? We'll make sure you know in seconds, okay? Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable, live.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So Loretta Lynch, Kurt, is not going to indict Hillary. She basically pled the fifth big time, wouldn't answer questions in front of the Congress. But Hillary Clinton made no less than 3 false statements during her testimony under oath. In other words, that's perjury, Kurt. And here's the 3 things that are at the heart of all this. Hillary declared she never sent any emails with information marked classified, Kurt. She said she did not, but the facts prove she did. She lied.
Well, Sam, I mean, you know, she's so, what would you
criminalistic?
Say?
Criminalistic,
mean, I know. You can count on Hillary for lies. I mean, you know.
Secondly, she asserted that she handed over all of her work-related emails. She lied. She didn't.
No. She lied.
Third lie. She claimed that her attorneys went through all of her emails before deciding what to turn over and what to delete. Lie. They didn't. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Imagine that. Hillary lies again. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's big news. I mean, you know, I've only been hearing about Hillary lying for what? I don't know, 30 years?
Yeah. Now, what's the answer, Kurt? If Loretta's not going to do her job and if these criminal activities, what's most important, they always talk about Nixon and they say it wasn't the really the crime that was that big a deal, which I don't understand that kind of a statement, but okay. But it was the cover-up that really got him, right? Now Hillary lied and got caught through it. It's the cover-up here, folks. But anyway, our buddy Max McGuire, he's the advocacy director of Conservative Daily, Kurt, says there's a solution.
Yeah.
And that is fax blast and tell Congress that it must file contempt charges against Hillary Clinton. That will send her perjury case directly to a grand jury. It only takes 218 yes votes, Kurt. And then the House of Representatives can force the Attorney General to impanel a grand jury. And just to put it in perspective, you could have 29 rhinos could vote with the Democrats, and that'd still be enough to make it happen. Max is right, Kurt.
Yep.
Now, I know people are going to say, Sam, they won't do it. Well, you're probably right. But it doesn't change the fact that Max is right on the solution. This really goes to the checks and balances that I speak of. Americans run around and say, you know, Sam, we've tried everything. You know, that's kind of an argument that I had with Ammon Bundy. By the way, did you know it's Ammon Bundy's birthday today?
Just happy birthday, Ammon.
Amen.
By the way.
Anyway, I bring this up because this is an example where I've argued with Ammon. Ammon says, we've tried everything, Sam. We've done everything we can. I said, you know what? I appreciate that you're frustrated. I agree. And I don't disagree with your general points that, man, we got problems and it feels like we can't get anything done. But this is an example where I would disagree. Okay? Loretta Lynch will not charge Hillary. She will not do her job as Attorney General. But see, we have a check and balance in the system, folks.
Yeah.
Max McGuire, Advocacy Director, Conservative Daily, has, in my humble opinion, Kurt, the answer. We push Congress to file contempt charges against Hillary. Now, it takes 218. But, Kurt, we have a 29-plus majority. We could still let 29 of our Republicans sell us down the river. And we could still make it happen, even if no Democrats sided with us. Now, if we had a few Democrats side with us, it would get even better.
Good point.
Now, people would say, Sam, Congress won't do it. That's the problem. You're right. But we need to push them hard. They won't do it now. But as Lowell Nelson and others have taught us many times, you know what? If you put enough pressure, they will. They are creatures of pressure. It's just a question of where the pressure is coming from. Make the pressure come from us. But see, enough Americans don't get involved. They're just like, can I watch The Apprentice? Pokemon came out today. Well, by the way, people are getting all run over and beat up and crazy things going down and playing Pokemon. So one little girl was running around playing Pokemon and she got hit by a car because she wasn't paying attention.
Ooh, last night while I was, working Pokemon? At the farmer's market. No.
Or Pokemon, whatever.
I don't have that on my phone. Good. But while I was working at the farmer's market, you know, I did see, especially later when I was working on, you know, getting all loaded up after the festivities, if you will, you know, a number of people walking around, looking at their phones, walking past me or whatever, you know, and I thought of your stories about that, you know, so I guess that's going on.
Yeah, those people were half comatose, too, weren't they?
Well,
they weren't really aware of their surroundings and stuff, were they?
I didn't see any of them get run over. I almost did see a crash at the corner that I was on.
Because of Pokemon?
I don't know for sure. There was a skateboarder involved and then two cars. But, you know, it was one of those honk, you know, turn really fast, screeching tires, but nobody got hit, you know. So,
all right, so Hillary makes no less than three false statements under oath, and the American people are about to elect her as president, Kirk. She declared she never sent any emails with information that was classified. She lied. She did. She asserted that she handed over all of it. She lied. She didn't. She claimed that her attorney went through everything and decided what. No, they didn't. That's a lie. So we need to tell Congress that they've got to file. They've got to send the perjury case directly to a grand jury. They've got to do this. Now, the American people can get it done, Kurt. If we put enough pressure, they will do it. And if they don't do it, we can simply make this the November to remember of all time.
Uh-huh.
We got rid of a third of, the House of Representatives? You can get rid of a third of them in one swoop, right?
No, you can get rid of all of them.
I'm sorry. A third of the Senate, I mean. I'm sorry. My mistake. Yeah. All the House and a third of the Senate. What if in one swoop we said all the House is gone and a third of the Senate? Or every rep that wouldn't vote for the advancement of this, what do they call it? What's the word? Contempt charges is the word I'm looking for.
All right.
Anybody who won't vote yes on contempt charges against Hillary for lying under oath, committing perjury, they're out, Kurt. Absolutely out.
Sam, you only got 73 out of the 535 that are willing to open up, you know, secret pages of the 9/11 thing. And that's, how many years ago was that?
Good point.
You know, these guys, they're not going to be for, you know, doing this because probably they're things that somebody has on them, Sam. And, you know, these guys are, I don't think they're going to be opening up, you know.
Yeah, you might be right. All I'm telling you
I wish they would, you know. They got the power of the purse.
Yeah, all I'm telling you is this is what the American people need to do. And if we're not going to do anything, that's fine. I get it. But don't run around and tell me we've done everything.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, if we're not going to, I mean, look, if literally the former First Lady, an ambassador or whatever she was, right?
Yeah, Secretary of State.
Secretary of State, whatever. Yeah. Lies under oath and commits perjury on more than one item.
Yeah.
And literally the leader of the Justice Department won't even do anything to create accountability here.
Right.
And the Congress won't do what we're talking about, Kurt. It's time for the American people to absolutely say they've had enough and throw the bums out. And if we don't, we have nobody to blame but ourselves, Kurt. But see, they're about to put Hillary in the Oval Office, my friend, because they're scared of Donald.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Headlines focused on the relatively good news found in a recent study of police use of force by Harvard economist Roland G. Fryer, Jr., namely, that no documented racial bias can be found in lethal officer-involved shootings. Less attention was paid to Fryer's more troubling finding, namely, that blacks and Hispanics are more than 50% more likely to experience some form of force in interactions with police. Controlling for the context of such encounters and the behavior of the citizens involved reduces but cannot fully explain those disparities, he continues. Fryer and his colleagues invested roughly 3,000 hours gathering and analyzing data from police reports filed by departments in Texas, California, and Florida. They also scrutinized data on New York City's Stop and Frisk initiative,
which has been found unconstitutional. Among their key findings was that black citizens in police encounters were much more likely to be the subjects of less than lethal force, such as being shoved to the ground or against a wall or handcuffed without being arrested, than white citizens in similar situations. This remained true even when black citizens were compliant. Fryer, who is black, told the New York Times that, quote, "Every black man I know has had this experience, every one of them. And when I talk to minority youth, almost every single one of them mentions lower-level uses of force as the reason why they believe the world is corrupt." If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. We're back to the Roger Ailes sex case, Kurt. Hannity's in the news. Roger's in the news. Gretchen's in the news. Ducey's in the news. This whole thing's a doozy, my friend.
Well, yeah, doozy. That's one of the guys involved.
I mean, this whole thing's a doozy.
Yeah.
Is it doozy? Point. Is that how they say his name, or is it doozy?
I don't know for sure, but the main thing that I thought was interesting about this, you've got Roger Ailes hitting back, they say, you know, in other words, he's responding to this lady who... her name is Gretchen Carlson. You know, maybe if you're not a Fox News watcher like me, what I'm saying is I'm not one of the watchers. I see it every so often when I go into some place where they got it on, but I don't really know these different players. But this one lady, her name is Gretchen Carlson. She's basically, you know, she's 50 years old now, but she's, you know, a former... Miss America or something like that. And she says that this guy, this top CEO dude from Fox, basically told her this phrase. She says last September he told her, "I think you and I should have had a sexual relationship a long time ago. Then you'd be good and better, and I'd be good and better." That's according to what the Daily Mail reported, citing the court filing of this lady, Gretchen Carlson, right, Sam? That's her name, I think. And, so this is in the court documents. Now, what is happening is Mr. Ailes says, well, she's saying this because we didn't renew her contract. Now, here's what I think is kind of interesting. She says that... Ailes unfairly, now in the media world you'd never see this, but she says that she was denied her various opportunities that were afforded to other Fox News hosts. Now they don't say Fox News babes, but I might throw that in. But anyway, including reducing her compensation, that means lowered her pay, severely curtailing her appearances as a guest commentator. Now, I mean, that would never happen, Sam. I mean, if you're a big media type and somebody doesn't really play ball with you, you would never kind of like cut them back on how many times they'd be on. I mean, that would never happen. She says that they refused to assign her to cover high visibility events. You know, like, say you got 9/11 going on, you send Gretchen to, you know, maybe to Cleveland and see if there's something that happened at the 7/11. But anyway, she says that they refused to give her social media, public relations, and advertising support. I mean, that would
And her lawsuit goes on and on and on and on. And but there's two people teaming up to take them on, to fight back, Kurt.
Yeah. Who's
Sean Hannity and Roger Ailes?
Well, yeah, but they're fighting against her, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know,
they're
so
standing together saying, for example, I guess Sean's in the mix. I don't know if this is just to help him, you know, promote himself as a talk show host or if he really believes he had the truth. But he's writing back and he's like, well, why did you then send notes with hearts on it and smiley faces and everything and all this stuff? And, you know, the bottom line is, again, they're all in the salacious, Kurt. They're not really dealing with reality, though.
Yeah. Now she responds and says, basically, you know, I was just hoping things that would, you know, get better. And when she was asked by the New York Times why she was seeking better assignments, if she felt she was a victim of harassment, she said, I think it's hard when you've been a victim. You keep thinking things are going to get better. As for the specific reason why she filed the lawsuit, she told the Times to stand up for what happened to me and what was the truth. I mean, imagine, you know, a news babe hired by Fox News, you know, the guys that tell you, we report, you decide. And she says, hey, she wants to stand up for the truth. Now, of course, you know, hey, anyway, I
now they do bring up some fair questions though.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'll tell you how I feel about this in a second, but Sean Hannity brings up some fair questions. Mm-hmm. About, you know, and Roger Ailes brings up fair questions. If you would have got your contract, would you be complaining now?
Well, at least I would answer that and say, at least in my opinion, a lot of times people's silence is bought with money, whether it's in Congress, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Their vote is bought that way. Or elsewhere.
So the reason I think it's a good question is because it keeps this political theater alive and it makes it sound like, oh, got him. Got her.
He rules,
you know.
The media makes the rules.
But here's what I would ask Roger Ailes for saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just deal with the truth for a second, Kurt.
Yeah.
Either she was sexually harassed or she was not.
Yeah.
Okay. And if she was sexually harassed, just say, then whether she got a contract or not, whether she blew the whistle or not, is irrelevant to the fact that it happened.
Yeah. And Hannity wasn't there. Gretchen didn't say Hannity was there when, you know, this guy, you know, Roger Ailes said this. And you've got these, at least as far as I can tell, six other women saying that the same thing happened to them. And, you know, I mean, that's seven, isn't it?
So I'm not saying she's wrong. I don't know the truth, Kurt.
Yeah. And I don't trust the Ailes dude myself.
I don't trust Ailes at all.
And I think that's how they get in those top areas is they have dirt on, you know, somebody and they say, hey, we're moving you up, like Denny Hastert. You know, I'll bet you they knew about his problems, if you will, before he ever became Speaker of the House. And,
oh, sure.
You know, each one of these guys, when they get their top spots, I think they already have stuff on them and they say, you know, you're going to vote this way or you're going to do this or else everybody's going to find out about
it. But I want to take out all the salaciousness. For example, is it sexual harassment for him to proposition her? You know, he walks up, I think we should sleep together. She says, I think not. Is that harassment? So I guess what I'm saying is that the salacious doesn't matter to me. Yeah. The true question is, did he make advances that she rejected that then he continued to make after she rejected them? If so, then she's right. And whether she blew the whistle or not, whether she gets a contract or not, whether she's disgruntled or not, none of those things are relevant, Kurt. Mm-hmm. This is it either happened or it didn't thing. And I personally would say I'll bet it did happen. That's just my guess. And I feel horrible about that, and I think it's wrong. I would also, though, say it's wrong for this to happen. It's wrong for people to push for these sexual harassment things. But I would say a lot of times, though, it's a two-way street, though. A lot of times these women give the green lights when they ought not. You know, I don't know why she'd be alone with him in the first place to get that proposition.
Yeah.
See, there's some problems in our society where we get men and women alone, and then something happens, and then we're like, man, I don't know why that happened. Well, I don't know why Gretchen's there alone with Roger, her boss, in the first place. It just creates too much opportunity.
Yeah.
And I'm not justifying Roger's behavior or saying that he has a pass in any stretch. All I'm saying is that if you don't, well, I'll give you an example. If I'm not with a woman alone ever, Kurt, that's not my wife,
yeah,
then there won't be any reality to those allegations.
Good point.
And so I'm not at all saying, oh, Roger just can't help himself. He's a man. He's justified. I'm not suggesting any such thing. I'm just merely telling you that, again, they tell women, don't walk out of business late at night or out of a store late at night and then go to your car by yourself in the dark. If you do, be really careful. You know, make sure you have your purse that you can hit somebody with. Look in the back seat. Bring people with you. Don't be alone. They don't say that.
Buddy system, it's called.
Yeah, they don't say that because they think that somebody's justified or that they think the woman's wanton. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with common sense, practical solutions and safety measures.
Well, just like, for example, why in the world, if Roger Ailes is wanting to avoid the impression of impropriety, why would he have meetings with her? I'm talking about by himself, if he wants to, make sure that everything's on the up and up.
That's the whole point. So I don't know the truth. I'm not going to say that he's guilty. I don't know. My hunch, my view, my opinion is that he's guilty. But what I really want to reject in this whole thing, Kurt, is this being, served up in the court of public opinion rather than the real courts. You know what? If she sued him because it's true, let's find out the facts and let's get to the bottom of it. But I don't really appreciate Sean Hannity smacking Gretchen. You know what? You don't even know anything about it, Sean. You weren't there. You don't even know. But the last question I would ask is this. Well, I'll make you wait till the end of the break for the answer or the question. I want you to think about this, though, okay? We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I'm, I don't know what you want to say, kind of famous for asking hard questions that people go, I'm the ponder guy, right, Kurt? So, here's my question.
Yeah.
If Gretchen's saying that he was pushing for sex with her and she said no, and therefore she got passed up for all these awesome gigs, all these awesome opportunities that, man, she could have had. And if Roger's saying, well, if that's true, then how come you kept asking for more? And she's like, well, because victims always think things are going to get better and they hope things are going to change. And, well, does that mean all the other women at Fox, Kurt, that are going to those awesome gigs and everything else, what position does that put them in?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Were
you
they
know, the...
saying yes when she was saying no, or did they say no too? See, that has a big hinge on the lawsuit relating to this, Kurt, because if she, whether he sexually harassed her or not, one point. But the next point is, did she get passed up for a bunch of stuff as a result?
And do they get those things because they have basically agreed to those activities? You know,
because if they haven't agreed to those activities too, how do they get in those high places? That would shoot that all to heck.
Yeah.
At the same time, if they have agreed to be involved sexually
with him,
that would
be the news behind the news, right?
Yes, it sure would.
Yeah, that's right.
But all I'm telling you is, I don't mean to be rude, but the whole scenario puts every woman at Fox that's considered a news babe and doing the awesome gigs, frankly, I'll just be blunt, are they sleeping with Roger? Is that how they're there?
Well, you know, the Wikipedia page has basically, you know, about him says, Ailes has had several allegations of several sexual misconduct made against him. According to a biography, Ailes offered producer Randy Harrison. Now, Randy, I guess, is a woman's name.
Yes, and Randy's the one swearing it isn't true, Kurt. But Randy's in very unique positions. You wonder if it is true.
Yeah, anyway, she said she would get a raise if she would sleep with him. Then, you know the thing about Gretchen Carlson. Then they say that two Fox News employees who chose to remain anonymous have also offered sexual harassment, alleged sexual harassment by Ailes. You know, and then I guess it was reported that 10 more women alleged they've been sexually harassed by Ailes. The women include Kelly Boyle, former Republican National Committee field advisor, Marcia Callahan, a former model. Now, it's interesting because, and as far as I can tell, Ailes is still married to one woman. They got married in 98. They have one child. But, you know, all I can say is, you know, he who owns the media typically makes the rules, right?
Oh, for sure. And that's why I say this really. I mean, you know, if you're really going to say, you know what, he sexually harassed me and that's why I'm not getting those positions, then you've really got to drag all this out and find out. It's one thing to sexually harass. That's a true or false thing. You either did or you didn't. But the next level is, well, okay, if you didn't, agree to the sexual harassment, then is that why you're being held back? Well, other women, if they did not agree to sex, but they're not held back, then that doesn't work. So you got a real problem here, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and so then what you do is, I guess, if you're CNN and you want to really, you know, push this whole Fox thing, is you start inviting all the, you know, either current news babes or the former news babes on and saying, hey, did this happen to you? Right? Now, that would be some real hard-hitting media. But I don't think CNN wants to probably open that can of worms simply because Fox might do the same back. And, you know, I mean, it would just... Oh, I mean, we're for transparency and openness about all this stuff, you know? It's kind of like the government deal. If Trump really wants to get to the bottom of things, let's talk about 9/11, let's talk about JFK, let's talk about Federal Reserve, let's just really get to it.
I'm with Kurt. Bring it on.
But, but I don't. You know, I mean, there's so many of these things that are like, wait a minute, that's supposed to stay in the closet.
You know, Megyn Kelly works for Fox, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, right. Megyn Kelly had a big old fight with Trump, right?
Yeah, I remember.
And Roger would back Megyn till the cows come home. Mm-hmm. Now, the guy to wonder, why would Roger be so hardcore to back Megyn?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that he needs to throw her overboard, but he might just say, Megyn, you got to step back. Donald's a pretty big character here. Let it go. You don't need to have a big ego battle. But it was almost like I'm going to back my woman's ego against the Donald.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying, put that in the light of this other stuff, and you start to go, pretty quickly, right?
Yep.
Now, I don't mean to make allegations against Megyn because I don't know the truth. But I am saying, if this sexual harassment lawsuit has evidence... And again, we got to reject the court of public opinion. We got to look at the real courts to know. If this is all true, then that puts Megyn in a very strange situation. Because Megyn's married, right, Kurt?
I think so. I'm trying to remember for sure, but it seemed like there's something to the old deal of they were married, but then she wanted to go, you know, forward or something. You know, I'll have to look that up.
No, Kurt, she's happily married. Come on.
Okay, well.
Now, while the scandal erupts in the mainstream press and in Washington, D.C., and everything's just an absolute dysfunctional nightmare.
Yeah.
We cross the country, Dateline, Salem, Oregon. And there's some cool stuff going down, bro.
Well, yeah, there's a guy, I guess they call him Benny. he's handing out the bennies, Sam. And we're not talking about some kind of drug thing,
oh, good.
Right?
Yeah, I'm glad.
But we're talking about Ben Franklin's, you know, that's the guy on the $100 bill. And headline reads from the USA Today, folks, by the way, and hats off to him. Mystery philanthropist hiding $100 bills all over the city. This guy's been spreading cheer, $100 bill at a time. And he's been doing it for 3 years, Sam. Now, Hillary's been lying for, 30-something years, but this guy's been spreading $100 bills for 3 years around Salem, Oregon. And they say he hides them in stores, markets, fairs, and festivals, surprising and delighting unsuspecting shoppers and patrons. Now, you might say, 3 years, $100 bills. How much has he put out, right, Sam? You got some idea? They say to date, he's hidden more than $50,000 worth of $100 bills in the Salem area. And that's only what has been reported. Now, this author says, I keep track of when and where the bills are found, and if possible, how they are used. He's left them in 26 different stores at 8 different events and in a handful of different neighborhoods. Those who find them... find one all have a similar tale about being shocked when a $100 bill falls out of the packaging or something they just purchased. Bills have been found in everything from breakfast cereals. I wonder how many of them have been lost. But anyway, breakfast cereals to frozen entrees. And from, or we should say entries, because, you know, that's how you spell it. And from mousetraps to feminine hygiene products. Sometimes they're not discovered until days or weeks later. And I might add, maybe they're never discovered when they put them like this. When retrieving something out of a pantry or a cabinet, they call them Benny bills. They're usually neatly folded in fourths and signed on the right edge, front or back. They have come to symbolize generosity and goodwill. From them, a new Salem slang has evolved. You want to hear what the new Salem slang is?
Of course, sure.
They say to get Bennied is to find one of these $100 bills and to be given hope or inspiration. The finders are Benny Fisheries, nonprofits, and causes are benefiting. Anyway, they say it's remarkable how these bills always seem to wind up in the right hands of those who really need the money and those who know just the right cause to give it to. They've helped people pay their electric bill, make their rent, buy their prescription medication, even provide them shelter for a couple of nights. But the real magic, they say, of a Benny has been the pay it forward spirit.
It reminds you of that Christmas angel community.
Yes, it does.
It's good stuff. Now, just imagine if Roger Ailes was running around doing that instead of trying to, you know, I'm just saying.
Good point.
Just think if the world could be different, where it's like, you know what, Roger Ailes, you know, what's ailing you? Don't have enough money? Here's a $100 bill to help your world go better, you know? I'm just saying there's so many ways that good things can happen in the world, and our prayer is just that somehow we can really work on that together.
Good point.
And I'm talking black people, white people, male, female.
All colors of the rainbow.
Everybody, yeah. Different religions, different political persuasion, whatever. Just all go ahead and get her done. Just pay it forward. Do kind, good things. Look for ways to bless people's lives, not create just horror stories everywhere. And just ways to build and strengthen the wonderful country that we have. I'm just in for that, Kurt.
Wow. You are a terrorist.
I even hope we can talk people out of terrorism.
Ooh, there you go again. That's another proof.
All right, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check them out. Donate today. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still waiting for Don to let me win so I can go to the Republican convention. You know what I mean? Liberty Roundtable Live. This nation shall endure.